Miss Alexia Tarabotti was not enjoying her evening. Private balls were never more than middling amusements for spinsters, and Miss Tarabotti was not the kind of spinster who could garner even that much pleasure from the event. To put the pudding in the puff, she had retreated to the library, her favourite sanctuary in any house, only to happen upon an unexpected vampire. She glared at the vampire. For his part, the vampire seemed to feel that their encounter had improved his ball experience immeasurably. For there she sat, without escort, in a low-necked ball gown. In this particular case, what he did not know could hurt him. For Miss Alexia had been born without a soul, which, as any decent vampire of good blooding knew, made her a lady to avoid most assiduously. Yet he moved toward her, darkly shimmering out of the library shadows with feeding fangs ready. However, the moment he touched Miss Tarabotti, he was suddenly no longer darkly doing anything at all. He was simply standing there, the faint sounds of a string quartet in the background, as he foolishly fished about with his tongue for fangs unaccountably mislaid. Miss Tarabotti was not in the least surprised. Soullessness always neutralised supernatural abilities. She issued the vampire a very dour look. Certainly, most daylight folk wouldn't peg her as anything less than a standard English prig. But had this man not even bothered to read the vampire's official abnormality roster for London and its greater environs? The vampire recovered his equanimity quickly enough. He reared away from Alexia, knocking over a nearby tea trolley. Physical contact broken, his fangs reappeared. Clearly not the sharpest of prongs, he then darted forward from the neck like a serpent, diving in for another chomp. "I say," said Alexia to the vampire, "we have not even been introduced." Miss Tarabotti had never actually had a vampire try to bite her. She knew one or two by reputation, of course, and was friendly with Lord Akeeldemer. Who was not friendly with Lord Akeeldemer? But no vampire had ever actually attempted to feed on her before. So Alexia, who abhorred violence, was forced to grab the miscreant by his nostrils, a delicate and therefore painful area, and shove him away. He stumbled over the fallen tea trolley, lost his balance in a manner astonishingly graceless for a vampire, and fell to the floor. He landed right on top of a plate of treacle tart. Miss Tarabotti was most distressed by this. She was particularly fond of treacle tart, and had been looking forward to consuming that precise plateful. She picked up her parasol. It was terribly tasteless for her to be carrying a parasol at an evening ball, but Miss Tarabotti rarely went anywhere without it. It was of a style entirely of her own devising. A black frilly confection with purple satin pansies sewn about, brass hardware, and buckshot in its silver tip. She whacked the vampire right on top of the head with it, as he tried to extract himself from his newly intimate relations with the tea trolley. The buckshot gave the brass parasol just enough heft to make a deliciously satisfying thunk. "Manners," instructed Miss Tarabotti. The vampire howled in pain and sat back down on the treacle tart. Alexia followed up her advantage with a vicious prod between the vampire's legs. His howl went quite a bit higher in pitch, and he crumpled into a fetal position. While Miss Tarabotti was a proper English young lady, aside from not having a soul and being half Italian, she did spend quite a bit more time than most other young ladies riding and walking, and was therefore unexpectedly strong. Miss Tarabotti leaped forward, as much as one could leap in full triple-layered underskirts, draped bustle and ruffled taffeta topskirt, and bent over the vampire. He was clutching at his indelicate bits and writhing about. The pain would not last long, given his supernatural healing ability, but it hurt most decidedly in the interim.